Lord, my father, my daddy, my mentor, the person that has been mentoring me since the time I've come to the ministry. I want to say thank you, sir, man, in the name of Jesus. More grace upon your life in Jesus' name. Also, I want to appreciate the servants of God, Reverend and Pastor Mrs. Oluwaseyi Oduwale. So anytime we see you, your life has been a blessing. Even your coming, anytime you come to this environment, we are always blessed by your presence and by your lives. And we know that the Lord who has started with you will continue with you in Jesus' name. All the men of God on seat that came with him, the Lord bless you, sir, in Jesus' name. Also, every ministers in the congregation, if I begin to mention names, the time will not permit me to do that. I want to appreciate the grace of God upon your life and all the ministers in the ministry. The Lord bless you and equip you and endure us with power to serve him better in these last days in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate the choir. They are wonderfully. And I want to appreciate Reverend Joel Imansi. God bless you, sir. We enjoy your ministry since all this time we have been enjoying it. And the Lord will continue to lead you high in Jesus' name. Those in the studio, I want to appreciate God for your life. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Shall we have a short of prayer? Short prayer. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you so much for this time. Lord, without you, we are nothing. It is your presence in our lives that make us who we are today. Lord, we acknowledge your presence in our lives and in this gathering. Thank you, Lord, be exalted, Father, in Jesus' name. This few minutes that we are going to share your words together. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will breathe life unto us again in the name of Jesus. As your servants have taken the mantle since the Wednesday and throughout yesterday and this morning, and we know that you have started with us, you will end with us well, and your name will be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. Lord, I pray that the words you have put in my heart, that is what I wish people, and you will bless your people. You will transform our lives and we make our lives better, worthy before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please let us have our seat. Well, I want to say good morning again. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The topic we speak on this morning is a simple topic, and is a topic that has to do with destiny. The topic is the benefit of walking with God. If you are going to walk with God in these last days, people that have worked with him, they have been, you know, they have some benefits. They have benefit by which they received, that God gave them. So let's go to the word of God in the book of Genesis chapter 5. I want to read a few verses of the scripture, and that is, I'm reading from verse 21. Genesis chapter 5 from verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. After he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24, where we stop. And Enoch walked with God, and it was not, for God took him. Hallelujah. This is one of the powerful words from the word of God. This is the first person that the Bible bring out for us that he walked with God, to the extent that his life satisfied God and God took him away. He walked with God consistently. He walked with God without breaking. He walked with God without tire. He walked with God with all his might. Even after he had given birth to children, he continued to serve God and walk with God. What do we see in our generations today? These are the generations that when people start with God, before they get to the middle of the journey, they will start to mess up. They will mess up their destiny. They will mess up their lives. And people will begin to say a lot of things today. This is supposed not to be. We have a cloud of weakness in the word of God that we can emulate, that we can follow. This is somebody that walk with God consistently. My brothers and sisters, servants of God, how are we walking with God? How are we walking with God? Though I'm going to speak on the benefits, but let me just give a kind of a preamble at this note. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are many people that walk with God, that God can never forget them. And let me quickly bring this one to our notice. If there is going to be a disaster in a place, only those who walk with God will be spared. If disaster is to be in a place, it is those who walk with God that will be spared. And that is one of the things that must be in our hearts. In the book of, praise the Lord, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 14. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 14. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 14. Please permit me, let me get there. From verse 12. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sin against me and trespass grievously, then will I stretch my hands upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and we cut off man and beast from it. Can you see? When God is angry with any situation, God can do and he can do. Praise the Lord. So during the time of Ezekiel here, people have seen, they have committed a lot of, they have performed a lot of atrocity. And God was so angry that he's going to break the staff of bread so that the creation will suffer. And those that know him will turn to him. When God wants to shift the attention of his own people to himself, he will permit certain things. Like what is happening in the world. What is happening presently now is not ordinary. Not paying salaries, do you think it's ordinary? People embezzling our money and taking it, you think it's ordinary? All sorts of atrocity that we are seeing around. We say he didn't know how to do the jury. He is a bad government. That one is bad. It's not good. God, he wants to shift the attention of his own people to himself. And it is those who are walking with him that will be spared. Verse 14. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they shall deliver, but their own, they shall deliver both their own soul by their righteousness. Say the Lord. If we go to verse 20 also. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, say the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. So, if we want to walk with God, we need to walk with God with righteousness. Righteousness is one of the things that God demands from everybody. You cannot walk without being righteous. What is righteousness? Righteousness means living. Right living. Right association. God never joke with association. Right from the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis chapter 3. You will see that during the cool of the day, the Lord will descend and visit his creation. That is relationship. That means God wants to talk to them. God wants to have dialogue with them. God is expecting his creation to talk to him. Many Christians today wake up in the morning, blah, 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 blah. They just dress up and go to the world. No time to pray. No time to come in with God. No time to study the word of God. That is not righteousness. Righteousness starts with having an association with God. Commune with God from your house. From your bed. Praise the Lord. It shall be well with us in Jesus' name. What is walking with God? It means you and God start an endless adventure. You start an endless adventure. We can find the example in the life of Abraham. Abraham walked with God. See, today you and I, we are still singing. Abraham blessings are mine. Abraham blessings are mine. Because Abraham walked with God. An endless adventure. When the race of Abraham ended on earth, God still continued with him. His name is still remain on earth. That is walking with God. When you walk with God, you start a journey that will never end. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir? Sama? Praise the Lord. I pray the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Walking with God also means you and God are in a relationship. And don't forget, in a relationship, there must be dialogue. That is why Abraham, whenever God came down and visit Abraham, he will talk to him. And Abraham will talk to God. Remember in the book of Genesis? Genesis chapter 17, chapter 18. Praise the Lord. When God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, God said, anything from Abraham. For I know him, he will command his children. Praise the Lord. God knew Abraham before he formed him. Like Jeremiah, God said, before I formed thee, I knew you. I know you. I know you. God said, I know Abraham, that he will command his children. So, during the time of destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham and God were conversing. If there are 50, will you spare the people? He said, yes, I will spare the people. And he said, God, let it be 45 and on to 10. Praise the Lord. And God said, I will spare them. I will spare. Praise the Lord. That is when you walk with God, you and God, you talk together. Praise the Lord. Some years ago, I was walking along the street. It was not far from when I gave my life to Christ. I just heard the word, Gabriel. I looked left, right, nobody. Who is calling me? Nobody. Okay, I continued the journey. As I was walking, the Lord said, it was later I know that it was God that was speaking to me. Within a very short time, I knew it was God that was speaking to me. And he said, if Baba Obadare and Pastor Kumoyi said that there is no God again, that all what they are preaching is, they are just using it as a camouflage, what will you say? I say, God, they can't get to that extent. They can't backslide. They cannot say there is no God. God said, that is not the question. You get the answer wrong. And the word came to me again. If they say that all what they have preached is nothing, what will you say? I say, God, these are the fathers in the faith that we know when we start to know the Lord. What I'm saying is a journey of around 1985. And I said, these people, I say, God, they cannot say that. They are preachers in many countries of the world. They cannot say that. And God said, no, that is not what I'm asking you. The third question came again. And he said, if these people, if they said there is no God, what will you say? I say, God, you are real. If the whole world says there is no God, I will serve you. Praise the Lord. So immediately I said that word, the voice left me. I didn't hear again. Praise God. What is that? Journey with God. Praise the Lord. Journey with God. We must allow God to talk to us. We must allow God to speak to our heart. If your heart is not right with God, it means something is wrong with you. Let me I say this, people of God. Since the time I've heard that word, serving God is not a burden to me. I can never break under any tension. There is no tension again that can break me because I know where I'm going. Do you know where you are going? As a child of God, do you know where you are going to end your journey? No matter the situation, do you know where you are going to, where will you be at the end of your race on earth? The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. And the Lord will count us worthy. Working with God has to do with living right, living holiness. We must live life. Anything that can divide us, we must run away from it. Whether you are there or you are not there, the time will not permit me if I start sharing with you so many encounters that are faced in life. Praise the Lord. There are many. But none of these things can move me at all. Amen. Amen. These people that we mention in the book of Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14 and verse 20. These people, they face a troublous situation, a turbulent time. They face hard period. They face breaking period in their lives. There are some people, when they don't have money, they can do and they can't do. Even in ministry, that is why we have so many people today, even general overseers, pastors. You have heard a lot. I don't need to begin to mention You had it along. It is in our environment. It is throughout the nations. Not in our nation, but throughout the nations of the world. Praise the Lord. But when you start the journey with God, it is you and God. Not even you and your wife alone. Not even you and your children. Do you remember what we read in the book of Ezekiel? The Bible says, if these three people were in a troubled situation, they will not be able to deliver their own children, their own sons and daughters. But by their righteousness, by their right positioning, they will be able to deliver themselves. I pray the Lord will give you the grace to serve Him to that extent in Jesus' name. The Lord will give you the grace. The Lord will give you the options. The Lord will give you the power. The Lord will saturate your life with strength, grace in the name of Jesus. And it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. These people have real challenges in their own time like you and I have. We have challenges, financial challenges, take care of our children, giving our children best education, what to wear, how to clothe ourselves, how to run our business, how to run our families. And many people, many of us that have it in mind that if we have millions or billions of naira, it doesn't mean anything to us. Permit me to say this. My Father in the Lord is here. One thing I emulate my Father that I so much cherish in his life is a life of sacrifice. Let me tell you, you can't walk with God without sacrifice. Sacrifice! 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 Praise the Lord. He's a man that does nothing mean to him. Thank God before the ministry got to this level, we have known him. When they have been wearing, when things were not as this. And it's what part of what I put down here. When you start working with God, your life will be shining. Your life cannot go back to where God met you. Your life will be progressing. You can't walk with God and your life will go back. Praise the Lord. So don't be afraid. Daddy used to tell us that during the time they gave their life to Christ, they want to go into the ministry. That their father said that if you go into the ministry, all the pastors, they live a wretched and tortured life. Praise the Lord. Anytime we come like this, and I remember those words, it pains me that his father has died. Praise the Lord. It pains me. Praise the Lord. It pains me. I will say, how I wish that this Baba is alive to see what he never think of in his life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because they never know that things will be like this. You can't start a journey with God and fail. But we have to walk with patience. That's one of the first we will receive during Baba Raphael told us 3 days ago. We have to walk with patience. If you are walking by faith, we have to, back it up with patience. When God said, let there be light, God waited to see the brightness and the glory of the light. And the Bible says, and God saw it, that it was good. So when God saw it, then he proceeded to another thing. When you are believing God for something, you have to walk with patience. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless our lives in Jesus' name. We cannot walk with God without taking something from us. It will take something from us. That is the cost of walking with God. God hates sin. God hates iniquity. God hates cheating, idolatry. God hates bad behaviors. All these things that God hates, we must throw it away from our lives. Amen. Amen. What God hates, find out and hate it. Because until you hate what God hates, you cannot move from that level. Until you hate what God hates, you cannot pass that level. It is when you hate what God hates that your service will be acceptable to him. God hates poverty. So, that is why this kind of program is organized for to tap into the wisdom how to live a prosperous life. Our life must not be stagnant. How we live our life last year must not be the same with this year. Things must continuously better for us. Praise the Lord. In our there are many things that we have been believing God to do for some years. In fact, we were surprised that up to this time, God has done mighty things. That we were just thinking, how does it come? During this hard period, during this and during that. Praise the Lord. The plan of God is that your life will be better. And I say to someone here, your life will be better. Your life will shine. Whether the devil like it or not, your life will shine. You will fulfill purpose. You will fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have to serve God with open hearts. With open hearts. Sincere hearts. Our hearts must be sincere in serving God. We must serve God sacrificially. I've mentioned that one. We must serve God with commitment. Many people, when they are serving God and they get to a state, they were tired. They will be even saying it to themselves, they are tired. I will never tire. Praise the Lord. You will never tire in Jesus' name. The Lord, you are. In the name of Jesus. If you discover that this journey of walking with God is becoming a burden to you, trace your salvation. That means something is missing in your salvation that you have not said with. I never say that word, Otisumi. Bingo. No. Whether there is money, whether there is no money, whether I'm walking, whether I'm running, I can never be tired. And you will never be tired in life in Jesus' name. Let me quickly go to this. The advantage of walking with God. I will just give us 6 points. 6 points of the benefit or advantage. The word benefit means advantage, as we all know. What are the benefits of walking with God? Number one, you cannot walk with God and be a loser. No, you can never lose in life. One of the benefits is that you can never be a loser. You cannot lose your life. You can never lose your property. You can never lose anything. Praise the Lord. You can never lose in life. You can't give to God and God will be looking at you suffering. No, it's impossible. Like our daddy in the Lord, he doesn't have much money in account before he spends millions. Praise the Lord. That's God's supply. God can never make him to lose anything in life. You can never lose in life. Then number two, you can never be stranded in life. No, you can never be stranded in life. You can never be stranded in life. That you will continue rotting is no. No, it's impossible. It is impossible. Look at the life of Daniel. When Daniel was alone, in the book of Daniel chapter 6, and they took him, they put him into the den. Praise the Lord. Is God not there with him? God was with him. You can never be stranded in life. Amen. Some people will say, it is me alone. Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. After the age, you continue with God. You can never be stranded in life. You must let those things settle in your heart. When Daniel was put into the den of lions, he knew he can never be stranded. He knew his life is in the hands of God. Anyone who is walking with God must know that his life is in the hands of God. Your life is not in your hands. Your life is not in the hands of anybody. But your life is in the hands of God. So they put him there and he came alive. Whatever situation you are passing through, you will come alive. You will come alive. Whether the devil like it or not, I say, come. By the anointing that is flowing in this house, you will come alive. In the name of Jesus. Number three, you can never be put to shame. You can never be put to shame. You have 1,000 naira. Pay your children's fees of 20,000 naira. If you put your trust in God, God will provide. God will supply. God is the supplier. Many times when we face some challenges, especially in the finances, it's because we don't plan well. When we don't plan well, then one will fail. When you don't plan in anything, then failure will come. You will not fail in life. You will not be put to shame. In the book of Ruth chapter 1, the Bible tells us about the life of Ruth. When Naam said, please, my daughter-in-law, you can follow your gods and offer has left, you also go to your idols and follow him. The man said, the woman said, entreat me to not to leave you. Where you go, that is where I will go. Where you die, that is where I will die. Your people will be my people. The woman determined to walk with the woman. What was the end result? The Bible says God arranged a wonderful husband for her, to the extent that our Lord Jesus Christ came through the lineage of Ruth. A woman that determined to walk with God. She was not put to shame. She was not put to shame. You will not be put to shame in life in Jesus' name. The Lord will help you and the Lord will uphold you. He is good to walk with God. You can never be put to shame. You can never be ridiculed. Because God who has called you is already with you. Is back in Europe. Number 4. You will be surrounded with invisible of heaven. Your life will be surrounded with invisible of heaven. The angels of God, they are there for you. When they send Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to the furnace of fire, Bible says, Nebuchadnezzar said, the appearance of the fourth man is like the sons of God. So, God was with him, with them, in the furnace of fire. And the fire cannot break them. The fire cannot touch their lives. Praise the Lord. So, you cannot be alone. Your life is surrounded. Say, my life is surrounded with the invisible of heaven. Praise the Lord. When you are facing a turbulent situation, don't ever think that you're alone. Many people you don't see, they are with you. They are with you. They are ready. You are welcome. God bless you. They are ready to help you. They are ready to lift you up. Just like the testimony that our daddy here said yesterday, Reverend Cheye, share with us. Praise the Lord. When you are passing through situations, you need to activate who you are in God. That is when the reality of who you are will show up. In my place of work some years ago, there was a little challenge there. I've been coming. My mind was not so in it. This glorious day, my junior brothers, my cousin just called. And he's saying, I said, sir, all what they are saying is not true. And I said, henceforth, I draw a line of battle. Whatever they want to do, if they are not careful, they will bury themselves one another. Praise the Lord. Allah umawadao. Praise the Lord. Know that when I say that, I just declare war. In fact, when I know that the power of darkness, you are trying to do this kind of things, I just make a statement. In fact, I will not bother to pray about it. That was all. Things will just continue like that. Praise the Lord. Before I knew it, it was a fantabulous situation. Come and hear stories. People that have gathered, they said that this man, they are going to kill him. This man, they are going to do this and do that. One is still there. The Oga Kwata-Kwata is still there now, rotting in a place. Praise the Lord. They are still carrying him. He had stroke. He cannot talk. He got to that level. I've been said, please, that pastor has helped me. No. Please go and help beg that man. Go and help me beg him more. Praise the Lord. What I'm saying is this. When you are faced with certain situation, remember that God is with you. If it is a battle, God is ready to fight your battle. God is ready to fight your battle. Just like the case the man of God shared with us yesterday. If at the advance of God, let the fire come down and do what? And consume you. Praise the Lord. The fire just came down, consumed the 50 and the leader. The second time, the same thing. God is with you. When you say, release the war, action will take place. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless our lives in Jesus' name. Don't ever think that you are alone. You cannot walk with God and you will be alone. When Job was in a serious situation, God was still watching him. And the man did not lose his conversion. He said, my Redeemer liveth. He said, my Redeemer liveth. He said, if he killed me, I will do what? I will serve him. That is what should be our conversion during the time of challenges of life. If this God killed me, I will serve him. They took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said they are going to throw them into the furnace fire. What did they say? They said, okay, we are not careful to answer you in this manner. God that we serve is able to deliver us. Even if he do not deliver us, we are not going to bow down. They said, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not going to bow down for your God. These are the people that they know that they are not walking alone. People of God know that you are not walking alone. I want that one to be settled. I am not alone. I am not alone. That's one of the things. I just remember now. What that's one of the things I wrote in my room. I am not. Jesus is with me. When I was in secondary school, I am not alone. Jesus is with me. Praise the Lord. God will be with us in Jesus' name. Number 5. You will receive instant and continuous help of God and people. We are talking about the benefits of walking with God. Number 5 benefit is that you will receive instant and continuous help of God and people of God. God will be there to help you. God will raise people up to help you, to assist you in life. Where you never think you will get on in life, God will raise up people for you. Amen. Amen. That is God. You cannot walk with God and your life will be alone. No. God will raise up people with you. And that is why the question of righteousness, good character, good behavior must be properly laid down. Who will help a person with bad character? Who will want to help one who is bad? Praise the Lord. Permit me to say this. There are many pastors in this town and friends that I'm not working with. Because the quality of life they are living, it can defy my life. So I stay close. Good morning, good morning. I don't have grudges toward anybody. I can't have it. Just take me like that. I can't have any grudge towards anybody. Praise the Lord. But if I know that your character with man, the purpose of God for my life, I just do what? I cut it straight. I just go on my own way. There are many people, they don't know what God has spoken to you. So if you want to have them as friends, they will scatter your plan and your journey. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. God is always there to help us. God is always there to assist us. And it shall be well with us in Jesus' name. Number 6, God will demonstrate his power in your life. What we are seeing here today, in the life of my father and mommy in the Lord, is not a wishing word or something like that. I don't know which word I can even use to qualify it. It will reward or the benefit of their walking with God. All what we are seeing today is God demonstrating. Is God demonstrating their lives? Is God doing it? Is God backing it up? With the challenges they are facing in their life, not God, if they are not walking with God with sincere heart, the enemy would have taken over. The enemy would have been rejoicing. The enemy will not rejoice over your life. In fact, God will not allow enemy to rejoice over your life. When Job was in such situation, God did not allow the enemy to rejoice over. God demonstrated his power. When Noah was in that situation, he prayed for 100 years. Nobody entered the ark. Maybe people will be thinking, this man is just wasting his time, he's wasting his life. What is it that he's doing all these days? And at the end of the day, God demonstrates his power over him. God spared him. And God took him. He said, enter the ark. And the man entered the ark. And God, the Bible says, and God locked him there. And the rain started. Starts. First day. Second day. 50 days, and so on and so forth. How many days? How many days did it rain for? Praise the Lord. That's a research for you. Go and check it for it. I'm a teacher, so I must give an assignment. How many days did it rain for? Praise the Lord. The Lord will bless your life in Jesus' name. God never leave a man that is walking with him. God never leave him. Whatever the challenges in your life, the Lord will do it for you, and it shall be well with you. Don't forget, I mentioned 6 points. Under the benefits of walking with God, you cannot walk with God and be a loser. You can never be a loser. You convince yourself, I will never be a loser in life. Say it to yourself, I will never be a loser. Number 2, you can never be stranded in life. No matter the situation, I will never be stranded in life. Number 3, I can never be put to shame in life. I will never, over my children, over my family, over the assignment that God has given to me, I will never be stranded, I will never be put to shame in life. Number 4, I will be surrounded with the invisible of God. The God of heaven that created me will surround my life, and my life is safe and secure. In the name of Jesus, say it to yourself again, that you will receive instant help at the time of need. You need something, whatever you need, you God will supply you, and it shall be well with you. And number, the last point is that God will always demonstrate his power in your life. God will demonstrate his power in your life. The power of God will be seen in your life. What people are waiting for, that you will be put to shame, that this person is going to fail. No, you will never fail in life. Our daddy in the Lord did not fail, and he's not going to fail. If anybody is wishing failure, that person is already a failure. Praise the Lord. He's already a failure. I don't follow a failure in life. When God in Israel to continue with it, I know what God spoke to my heart. And God has prepared me for every situation, to whatever challenges. Praise the Lord. Come rain, come shine, anything can come. I remain with God. I remain in his service with God. It shall be well with you. If you have not given your life to Christ, you cannot walk with God. And you can never enjoy all these benefits. So the primary thing, the first thing you do is to give your life to God. And allow God to speak to you. You cannot say you give your life to God and you be living in sin. You living in immoralities. You cannot serve God with mammon, declared by our Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot serve God with unrighteousness. You cannot serve God with your adultery. You cannot serve God with life with your life. You cannot serve God with living in sin. The Lord will help us. Shall we rise up? Let us rise up. Let us rise up. I want us to speak to the Lord. More than what I've spoken this morning, the Lord will convince your heart. And the Lord will speak more than what I've spoken. And the Lord will help your life in the name of Jesus. I want you to speak to the Lord. Open your heart. If there is anything that God has spoken to you, I want you to open your heart and speak to the Lord. And it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Speak to the Lord and say, God, Lord, you have called me in righteousness. You have called me. My father is coming up to pray for you. He's coming up to pray with us. I want you to close your and speak to the Lord.
Let's take time to speak unto the Lord this morning. That's a very serious issue. Walking with God. Walking with God.